USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
I appreciate the question. I think the country is far more united than people think.
President Trump at his first town hall of the 2020 campaign season in Scranton, Pennsylvania. The event hosted by Fox News.
And ultimately what's uniting the country is success. And we're having more success than we've ever had. We got hit with the virus really 3 weeks ago, if you think about it, I guess. That's when we first started really to see, you know, some possible effects. But even despite that, the country, we are having the greatest year we had last year was the greatest year we've ever had economically. And I think the way we unite is really through success.
Other political headlines this hour, Elizabeth Warren calling it quits. She is no longer running for president. She is out of the race. She holds a news conference outside her home in Cambridge, Massachusetts. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If you want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
New York Senator Democrat Chuck Schumer takes to the Senate floor to explain himself. The minority leader not apologizing for the remark he makes at an abortion rally about two conservative Supreme Court justices. Schumer saying Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh would pay the price for decisions they make in abortion rights cases. Schumer expressing regret over his choice of words.
I'm from Brooklyn. We speak in strong language. I shouldn't have used the words I did, but in no way was I making a threat. I never would do such a thing. And Leader McConnell knows that. And Republicans who are busy manufacturing outrage over these comments know that too.
Chief Justice John Roberts calling Schumer's remark dangerous, and Mitch McConnell on the Senate floor calling the remark astonishingly reckless and completely irresponsible. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
An update now on the tornadoes in Tennessee.
President Trump plans to visit tornado-ravaged Tennessee on Friday. Governor Bill Lee says the administration is helping his state recover as best they can already. And according to country star Big Kenny,
from two nights ago, being woke up early in the morning to today and seeing the ongoing efforts of everybody just trying to get their lives back in order, it's just one of those things that reminds you how important community is and how much we can all do when we come together to try to help our neighbors. It's always awesome to see the strong outpouring of support in this community and from so many communities outside of here. I mean, there's a lot of people in this country that have a relationship to Music City, USA, and by golly, we're going to keep the music playing.
A former head of the UAW charged by federal prosecutors, USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
Gary Jones is accused of taking $1 million from the union, and he is expected to plead guilty to those charges. He's the highest-ranking official of the UAW to be charged in a federal probe that began several years ago. A total of 13 people have already been convicted of crimes in the investigation. Prosecutors say bank records and the cooperation from Jones and former aides uncovered the scam in which he took money to spend for personal use, including luxury vacations, private villas, liquor, and golf. Jones could face up to 10 years behind bars.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.